Who I haven't met, my name is Karen Booz. I'm really excited, as I announced last Tuesday, I get very, very excited about Bible study for women. It's just such a privilege that we even get to meet together and do this. And you guys don't know it, but this is a rarity to have this many women come out on a regular basis for Bible study. I've been told by people in our district who coordinate women's ministry for the whole district. They years ago said they don't know what we do here, but we're doing it well. So be proud of the fact that we're doing something well and that we have this to take advantage of. So I want to welcome everybody to our Life Principles Bible study. I'm going to go over a bunch of overview information as one large group just to keep it kind of concise and cohesive. And then we'll break into our small groups, which there's going to be four of, after that, so you can get to know the people in your group and who your group leader is and stuff like that. Real quick, I just want to thank the ladies who volunteer their time to be group leaders. So I'm going to embarrass you. Actually, Brenda left to go make copies. Kathy's in the back. Kath, raise your hand, please. And then Carol is back here. So, and myself, and like I said, Brenda. So we're your four group leaders. All we do is facilitate discussion. So, but that's who to come to if you have questions. Okay. Most of you, I know there's a couple who didn't get signed up before we ordered the book, so we'll talk to you after about how to get your book if you haven't done it. But this is the Bible we're using for this study. Yes, it's buying another Bible, but this is all of your study material, 99% of your study material in here. So you do have to have it, whether it's this copy. Some people have opted to order their own large print copy because it's easier to make notes in. A couple people have opted for the Kindle version. You can get it on Amazon. I know a couple ladies have done that. That's real easy to use as well. So see us after. If you haven't gotten a book, we'll tell you how to get one. The other information we're going to use is something that we're making up in-house, a little study guide. Most of the ladies, many of the ladies here are used to our Tuesday night Bible study, and the format that we follow is a five-day study format. So we've just kind of put together a five-day study guide to help keep you focused as you go throughout the study, so it's not just, okay, what am I supposed to look at kind of a thing. So that's what I want to spend time going over. As you noticed, we started out with the men. That's something new. We are going to join together for worship with the men in here from 6:45 to 7. Before I forget to say it, we do have childcare available. Usually it's going to be Miss Joetta, but pray for her. She's out sick today. So we do have childcare available. So make sure if somebody approaches you about the study and they're interested that they know that. And along that line, we're going to have a basket on our table in the back every week to just kind of supplement the money the church has set aside for that to help pay for, to cover the child care. So if you feel led to put in anything, maybe just one lump during the study, a couple bucks here and there, whatever your heart is led to do, it's going to be useful and appreciated. So after we open in our worship time and the men dismiss, we'll just go right into our four, on a typical week, we'll just break right into our four groups and just dig right into the study. So what I want to do tonight, if you have the paper from the back table, you can peek at that. Don't worry if you don't follow everything along just right. This is going to be confusing because it's, let me just say this, it's new to all of us. Even us leaders, this is new. So we may change things up once in a while as we get our feet wet and figure out what we're doing. Dawn, if you could just pass them around to people, that'd be great. And then if you have your Bible handy, go ahead and open that. You're going to find, and if you don't, just share with somebody who has one close by or move or whatever. Open it to page, let's see if I can remember my Roman numerals. I'm going to call it 16. But it's the first page that says Life Principles Index right at the top. I'm going to take my cover off so I don't rip it. So this is going to be the meat of our study, the Life Principles Index. For anybody who kind of missed the promos that we did on Sundays, there are 30 life principles Dr. Charles Stanley has put together, and that's what we're using for this study, things that he feels are just foundational and necessary for us to believe to have the best deep and fruitful walk possible. So, and there's a little blurb about that on the front page, but I'm going to flip this over. If you see on the first full page of the study guide where it says principle number one, on page one, there's a little bit of information. I'm going to tell you up front, I borrowed information from the study guide that was put out to go with this Bible because it was worded so well. I've notated it so you don't think I made it up, but it's really good information, so I wanted you to have it. But then what you're going to do, basically, the overview is there are three main sections here under life principle number one, what the Bible says about, and then there's different topics that the Bible talks about that relate back to the principle for that week, answers to life's questions, so there's different questions, and then life examples, okay? Ideally or ultimately, it would be, let me start that sentence over. Our vision for this study is that it can be as deep as you want it to be. Some of us really love digging in every day for hours and hours, and we have the schedule that allows us to do that. Some of us are lucky if we get 10 minutes a day. Start with whatever amount of time you can make yourself have every day so that you get in the routine of being in the Word every day. That's what we want. I don't want anybody to feel like this is too much, I can't keep up, I'm out of here. Don't do that. I want you to do what works for you, but I want you to push yourself just a tiny bit because you're going to get out of this study what you put into it. That's what I say every study. So it's just like working out. You have to kind of push yourself just a little bit more than you think might be comfortable, and you're going to build that deeper faith, those kind of faith muscles. So don't get overwhelmed and give up. Talk to your group leader. Say, I'm feeling confused. I'm feeling overwhelmed. We'll help you through it. So what I have laid out here is a plan where you would go through each of those three categories I just mentioned every day, Monday through Friday, or whatever your 5 days of study look like. But as I said, if that's too much for you or you really get into one of the topics and you want to spend 3 days on it, that's okay. If you get two of each category done in a week, that's okay. You're in the Word and you're learning and you're growing. So this is a guide. It's not a hard, fast, if you don't finish this little thing every week, you can't come back. Please do not think that, okay? This is just to help you stay focused. But ideally, it's your study. You're going to get out of it what you put in it. There are some other questions in there that you're not going to see in that index. They're just to help you focus and get even more familiar with that principle and how you can apply it to your life. You guys, am I making sense so far? It's going to make more sense once you go home and work on it. Okay. What I wanted to do was just kind of give you a little example of what this might be like. Okay? So if you're looking at Life Principle 1, and I would suggest you get a binder or a notebook or whatever works for you. I really learn by writing. If that's you, I suggest you write out that principle. Write at the top of a sheet of paper. Principle 1, write it out. It's going to get in your head and in your heart that way. You can even say it out loud as you're writing it if that works for you. You're using all your senses that way. But write out the principle. So this week, it'll be our intimacy with God, his highest priority for our lives, determines the impact of our lives. And then there's a scripture reference, Genesis 1:26, and it says page 4. So if you turn to page 4, we have to get through all the life principle charts first. But the actual scripture's on page 2, so you could read that, anything it speaks to you, jot it down. And then Life Principle 1, he has it written again with a nice little, I'll say, article. It's not really an article. It's just expounded information about how that principle applies to our lives and what that means. So then you would read that information. So it's like having Charles Stanley sitting with you and giving a teaching on that principle every time you read one because he has all this great information, okay? So you could write down anything that speaks to you from reading that little article as well. Oh, this is something new I never thought of before. Let me write it down. So I'm just going to give you an example of what I did as a practice one. So I wrote down the principle. And then I made myself a note, something about being, you know, God creating us in his image, because that's what it refers to in that verse 26. And what that meant to me about how we fulfill our purpose if we're created in his image. So a personal note that he just kind of shared with me while I was reading. Then I went to the what the Bible says about, and I just chose one of the questions, which was about knowing all of God. That's on the right side there in Hosea. It refers you to Hosea 2, 19 and 20. So I went there, and I read that scripture. And then I read the little article next to that. And it talks about, I was looking at my wrong part of my notes, about knowing all of God and how he would, it explains about Hosea and the whole scripture. He kind of sums it up for you. So you, some of this stuff, you would have to read more of the passage to fully understand it. But he does a nice job of summarizing it. And then he talks about knowing the ways of God. And so I jotted them down, just like a little study exercise. I'm not telling you this is how you have to do it. I'm giving you an example of how I did it and what works for me, and you are going to come up with what works for you. So then I went to the next section, Answers to Life's Questions. And the one that caught my eye on here was on the right side, third one down, How Does God Define Sin? I thought, wow, that's a great question. How does God define sin? So I read on that one. And it talks about two evils and forsaking God, and it defines sin two different ways in that little article and what that means. And while I was reading it, God was putting some ideas and thoughts into my head about my life and what I need to look at and work on about sin. Okay, you're getting the picture so far? It's a very individualistic, personal study when you're doing it at home. Okay? And then the third part is the life examples. This one to me was harder because, like I said, it gives you the reference and you have to read a whole lot of backstory to kind of get the big picture of this person's life to get the example. But I don't think they'll all be just that hard. This one, again, was on Hosea that I chose. The life example was a longing for intimacy. And the bottom line I wrote down was God is passionate and faithful and the lover of your soul. That was the last verse or the last part of his little article on that. But the neat thing about this is it's not just his ideas and articles. It's based on specific scriptures that he has you read first, and then you read these little extra bits of information. Okay, so does that make sense how you use this to do your kind of customized study at home? And that's what it means. Like if you look at page 2 of this little study guide, under the lines right here, this is how it's worded, but I want you to understand what it means in case the wording isn't perfect. On a separate sheet of paper, that's why I said get a notebook or whatever, using the information from the Life Principles Index that I just showed you, read and study at least one question or statement in each of the following sections, which are labeled under here. They're the three that I just went over. Be sure to read the scripture verses indicated and also any corresponding information on the pages listed that are referenced in the chart, okay? Does anybody have questions on that? Because I know you haven't done it yet, so it might be confusing. And if you don't want to ask a question in the big group, at least ask your group leader, please. I don't want anybody going out of here thinking, I have no idea what we're supposed to do with this study. Because that's the worst. Is you think, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do, I'm just not going to do anything. Please don't do that. Like I said, I have written, do one from each section, but if you can't do one from every section every day, do what you can do. And if you can do more than one, do that too. Do what you need for that day, okay? I want you to push yourself, but I don't want you to be overwhelmed and quit. Okay. Then if you follow through day 2, a couple little questions about our image, how that relates to God, same information repeated about going through those charts. Again, if you only got one thing done from the day before, pick up and do another thing on the second day, okay? No condemnation here, all right? Day 3, a little bit more questions to read through. It's just going to follow that pattern, then do your own kind of reading. Day 4, a couple more questions that guide you, and then your private readings. And then the 5th day, a little bit more information from Dr. Stanley, go through those three sections again, and then some summary questions for the week, okay? Now, do we have any questions? I know it's very different than anything we've done before, so it's going to take a little bit. Michelle? The men, they are, to my knowledge, are not following anything like this. They're doing something similar where they are studying from this chart, this index, but I don't know exactly how they're being instructed. But I don't believe, unless something changed since the last time I talked to them, I don't believe they're following anything. I just thought it'd be nice for us girls, because I know we like structure. Everybody's like, yes, thank you. I don't like blank pages. Yeah, Candy?
In our small group, are we going to be following through this, or is it going to be a little more?
Free flow. Okay, that's what I was going to do next. So thank you. Candy had a question about how the small groups are going to flow. Any other questions about using this before I go on to small group discussion? Awesome. If you think of one, just raise your hand and interrupt me. Okay, so like I said, this is really a guide, not a hard, fast, you have to do everything I said on here. It's just like ideas of how to make it work. If this doesn't work for you, do what works for you. This is our study, the Word, okay? This is to guide you through it, all right? This is the priority. So whatever you can manage in the Word is your priority, so God can speak directly to you from His Word. Okay, so this is what you would work on through the week, okay? You'll pick this up tonight. You'll take it home. You'll start tomorrow. Next Tuesday when we come back, after we sing, we'll split right into groups, and we'll go through this, okay? So to answer Candy's question, and probably others have the same question, when we get together on a Tuesday night to discuss this, we will start out with a couple of questions that are written on here, just to kind of get us all engrossed and share a couple common things. And then we'll have just a lot of time, because there's no lectures, there's no videos during our time together. So we'll have all of our, almost the whole 90 minutes that we meet will be in discussion, okay? So we're going to talk more about that in a few minutes, but we will just give time for people to go over what did you read in the What Does the Bible Say About section that really spoke to you this week. And a couple people, or as many can, will share something that really meant something to them. If you have something that just really was powerful and even life-changing that you're dying to share with your group, highlight it in your notebook so that when you come back, you won't forget to make sure you share for that question, okay? We're not going to go through, okay, who answered this one, who answered that one. And each group will flow a little differently based on dynamics of the leader and the people in the group. But we're going to give everybody ample time to share at least once something that really meant something to them that week, okay? We won't have all studied the same little side scriptures. That's going to be the different part of this study than anything we've done before. We're going to have our groups are roughly 12 to 14 people. We might have 12 different things that got studied that week. So it might be like 12 little mini lessons. You know, we might have everybody study the same scripture and have one giant discussion on that. So it's going to flow differently each week and in each group. So we will spend a lot of time just going over what individuals have studied on their own, but we will also cover some of the questions in this guide, more of the questions that kind of lead towards application and better understanding of the principle. Does that help? Is that good? Okay. So that's what our week will look like on average. So every week when you come in, you're going to grab your name tag. We're going to have more permanent name tags after this week. You're going to grab a name tag, grab your new study guide. If we should happen to get to a point where none of us are liking this anymore, we will discontinue it. But for now, I think it's a good plan. And after we sing, like, you can just park your stuff in the different groups when you come in. We'll meet together for singing and then disperse. Any other questions on that? Okay. I already announced about daycare donations. Where's Brenda? If you have questions about that, talk to Brenda. And we will have a schedule put together next week to hand out. I forgot to put this on the table, but we follow Chesapeake College for bad weather cancellations, okay? If you are worried about weather, like particularly next week, because we're having lots of weather over the weekend, I just don't like having women have to choose between, am I going to miss something or do I have to risk my life to go to church? It's not a safe choice. So men are more risky. They can do what they want to do, but we're not doing that. So if Chesapeake College cancels night classes on a Tuesday, don't show up here because I won't be here, okay? Brenda won't be here. Nobody will be here to let you in the building. If they cancel because they don't have heat, chances are we'll still be here because we should have heat. But if it's something weather-related, if you ever don't feel safe, don't come. I don't want you to not feel safe, okay? There was one time years ago, there was some crazy incident on the bridge, and it backed up traffic in both directions for like 2 hours. We canceled. That wasn't a weather event. We just canceled because it was ridiculously crowded. If you ever have a question about whether we're meeting, call your group leader. And we will try. I think there was some conversation about getting a Tuesday night ladies text message group going because there isn't one designated, but we can try to do that. I don't know how many different groups the computer can handle. I think that was the bulk of what I was going to share. Yes, ma'am. I know two people have ordered the large print. Linda has it. Linda has the large print Bible if you want to see it. I have a copy of the Kindle version with me if you want to see it. I forgot to bring it up here, but if somebody's interested in that one, if you haven't gotten your Bible yet, yes, ma'am. Oh. Oh, okay. Okay, so did you hear, Sandy? If somebody is here and has not ordered a Bible and they want to get a Bible, Sandy has one she wants to sell you because she'd rather get a large print. Okay, so you can see her after. In the white sweater, give everybody the Queen's wave. If you haven't paid for your Bible, you can give us a check later. Just make sure you write Ladies Study in the memo so we know what it's for. Carol, was that everything I was going to cover? I think so. Okay, so I am going to let Miss Carol talk a couple. Yes, ma'am. I already. No, thank you. Yeah. Let me repeat that in case somebody couldn't hear you. Brenda's encouraging us to not just read through the scripture, checklist, check it off the list, and then read Charles Stanley's notes. Meditate, pray over the scripture. Pray before you start. Ask the Lord to open your mind to him and speak to you directly through his word, because he's going to say one thing to me and one thing different to Charlene when we read it. So absolutely a very individual study, but we're all going to, back to Candy's question about discussing these things in a group, this is how we help each other. We study this alone at home. Then we come together in a group and share what the Lord has said, because he speaks to us all differently, and we can learn from each other. So that's the beauty part of it as well, okay? Carol's going to share a couple things for us about our time together in groups, and then I will tell you where we're breaking off into groups after that. Oh, let me give you the microphone. That's okay. Can I just put that? No. Okay. Testing. 1, 2, 1. Can you hear me? Hi, everybody. I'm Carol. And and I just wanted to go over a few guidelines just for the flow of our groups every time we meet. And the first one is
that we like to honor confidentiality. You have heard that commercial where what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, what goes on in our small group stays in our small group. And we also want everyone to be open-minded and respect differences. We don't have to agree with each other all the time. The point is we just want to get to know each other and to have open, be open to learning from each other. Karen had just mentioned that. Another thing is punctuality. We want everybody to be on time if you can. We're going to be starting promptly at 6:45 with our praise and worship time. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to break into our small groups. And if you do come in fashionably late, just be quiet and graceful to get to your groups so you don't distract or interrupt anybody. And then we also would like to encourage everyone on balanced sharing. So, you know, just give everybody a chance to share what they've learned throughout the week on their own and, you know, just to have that equal time. Loyalty, don't say anything that might offend or embarrass anyone. We just need to protect one another in that area. Personal sharing. Please share your personal experiences and not those of your great uncles, cousins, girlfriends. You know, just keep it to something that you have experienced. Okay, and titles. Titles of books, magazines, and movies in our setting, our group setting. We just want to keep things general and not offend anyone. We all have denominational differences because we all come from different backgrounds. And so try to avoid discussing issues that can be hot-button issues, such as speaking in tongues or predestination, infant baptism and end-time views. Name tags. It is a must. We'd like everybody to wear your name tag when you come in. Get that when you first come in each time, and we'll have more permanent ones, you know, the little plastic pouches. So make sure you grab your name tag. And it's not just, you know, that we're making you wear them. It's for the others that you're going to be spending time with. And then, let's see, answering a question. Because we don't want everybody talking over each other, make sure you raise your hand and let the leader call on you. Try to refrain from interrupting and talking over each other. Business promotion. Please refrain from promoting your home business or selling any products or anything when you come to Bible study. Our purpose and time is to glorify God through the study of His Word and building relationships with one another. So thank you very much, and I'll turn it back over to Karen. Oh, yes. Karen will explain that.
Thank you. Here, let me borrow this a second. I know, I'll get it back to you. I know everybody, and trust me, the first time I was involved in this Tuesday night study and went over these guidelines, I was like, what? I have to have rules? Am I back in school? What is the problem here? But we just want to make the groups flow as well as possible and just honor everybody's differences and keep us from getting so many of us. I know it's a women thing. It's, you know, people like me who are so easily distracted and run a little ADD. We try to keep us on focus. So, for instance, if Michelle and I are in a group together and she says, oh, I went and saw such and such a movie the other day, but she names the movie, there's several things that could happen. And we're not going to point you out and make a stink over it if it happens. These are just ideal to keep us all focused, okay? Because my group has always teased me about these guidelines. But say she tells me what movie she saw over the weekend. If if I don't have the same freedoms as her, I might, one, start to judge her unconsciously because she went and saw such a movie, you know. Two, I'm going to start thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm dying to see that movie. I have to know how it is. My brain's going to be over here on the movie. Or what's more likely to happen is everybody starts talking about the movie. And, oh, did you read the book? And have you seen the sequel? And da-da-da-da-da. And we totally get off on a rabbit trail. So that's the main, that's why we try to instill that guideline. I know that one sounds funny.
I just wasn't sure what you meant by it.
Yeah. So we just try to avoid, you can, you know, and like I said, we're not going to kick you out of the group if you say I went and saw War Room or something like that. But it's more to just keep us, to just protect our time and our minds from staying, to stay focused as much as we can. So movie titles, book titles, even names of bands sometimes, you know. You can say, oh, I saw a movie the other day and they were talking about this life situation. Well, everybody in the room might know what the movie is, but if you don't say it, there's less chance that you're going to get off on a rabbit trail. I know it seems funny. Bear with us. Trust us. We've been doing this for lots of years and it really makes a difference. You don't have to full out raise your hand to answer a question. I know a lot of you introverts do not like to draw attention to yourselves. So you can just kind of wave your pencil at your group leader or just raise your finger, whatever. Just indicate some way that you want to share something. And that really makes a difference because because this has never been my issue, many people hesitate before they share anything. They want to feel out the crowd. They want to feel out what they're going to say. They want to know they're safe to share their opinion and not feel ridiculed or judged or whatever. So the groups are going to be quiet. Those of us who have no problem sharing, just after you've shared once or twice, try to breathe and hold back. Try to resist the urge to jump in with an answer. And give those less talkative people a chance to jump in, because they will. They just have to think on what they're going to say a little bit longer than some of us. And they usually have great things to share. It just takes them longer to get it out of their mouth because they're thinking it through. Unlike some of us think as we speak, and then it comes out all jumbled. So that's why we say just kind of indicate if you want to share so that we don't talk over each other. We don't have one person answering all the questions while everybody else is thinking about the answer. It just keeps things flowing better and a little bit more, balanced. Thank you. There was one other thing. The confidentiality, I'm even going to take that so far as not just what's shared in the room, but we're in four separate groups in a small space. We kind of do that because it's just easier to stay all in this room instead of running around the building to find to go to a different room. So we have four small groups in this one room. So first off, we need to just watch our level of volume. But secondly, we didn't cover this. You're going to cover it in small group when we break in a second. But we will be collecting prayer requests. Your group leader will contact you weekly to collect prayer requests so we can pray for each other in our small group, you know. That's for your small group. So if you share a prayer request with me, if you're in my group and you share a prayer request with me, I'm not going to share it with the other three groups, okay? It's for your small group. If you want to share it, that's your business. But don't share other people's prayer requests without their permission, okay? That's part of that confidentiality. That and whatever you talk about, you know. We've had people, announce pregnancies in our group, and you don't share that until they share it with the rest of the church. You don't share it. It's not your space, okay? It's not your stuff to share. I think that was it. Okay. Yes, ma'am. There is another resource available for those of you who want it. Like I said, the scripture is your main resource, so try to dig into that for a few days first. But if you want to hear more of what Dr. Stanley has to say about that particular principle, we do have a whole list of video links, one for each principle, where he does a whole sermon on that principle, okay? But I want to challenge you to resist the urge to just go listen to that first. Read some scripture for a day or two, probably, to do your own I call it research, but learning how to study on your own instead of just getting all the information from him, okay? Because that's part of Bible study, is learning to study on your own. So you have that tool available to use at your, you know, whim, whenever you want it. So thank you. Yes, Judy, we have that, but I'm going to encourage you, to everybody, to study a couple days first. Anything else I might have missed, Carol, on that? Anybody else? As I said at the beginning, this is brand new for us to do the study, so if you can have patience and grace with your leaders, because we're feeling this out too, okay? All right, so we're going to break into groups. We have about 40 minutes before we have to break up for the night, maybe 45. Your name tag is colored. You don't have a name tag yet. Okay, for those of you who have name tags, oh, you have it. It's hiding on your scarf. Yeah. Okay. Huh? Yeah. All right. I don't have my color-coded sheet. If you have purple, it's kind of purple, you're with me. Can you guess why? Over here. What's that?
I said, go Raven.
So purple's with me over here by the door. If you have like a burgundy color, reddish burgundy color, you're with Miss Kathy, straight back here in the beautiful teal, okay? If you have green, are you green, Carol? Green is Miss Carol in that back corner, and blue is with Brenda in this front corner. Wait, I forgot to say one thing, ladies. There are a few of you sharing Bibles with your spouse, which is perfectly fine if you can make it work. Just you might not have it while you're here on Tuesday night. If he chooses to have it, that's okay. You can share with a neighbor for the actual Bible part, okay? I wanted to make that clear, that that's perfectly fine. We're not trying to run anybody broke on this study. Okay, so you can move on into your groups. If you don't have a group, we're going to find you a group.